Well, Maxi, first of all, congratulations. Obviously, you're delighted with the result, but certainly a fantastic result.
Yeah. Jesus, it was a touch and go there. You know, we were under a bit of pressure for the first quarter of the game, and look, Mayo looked to have the run on us, and looked as if they could open us up at will. But, you know, we kind of settled into the game and, you know, sorted out a few things, and Niamh Hegarty going inside, gave us a wee bit of a focal point to retain the ball better. And so from that perspective, it was good to be able to weather the storm and come back from it.
Yeah, the good thing about it, you did weather the storm. Your defence stood strong. Obviously, Nicole McLaughlin back in today. Eimear Gallagher, I thought they stood tall. Evelyn McGinley at fullback.
Yeah. The three Terman girls were very good at the back and all manned their corner very well. You know, football is kind of changing now, and people are expecting defenders to be able to defend, and thankfully our guards have started the campaign pretty well in that regard. We haven't given them much protection. There's no sweepers, so you know, we've let them, you know, fight their own corner, and thankfully they've done really well.
Yeah, 7-6 at half time. You'd been happy enough with the way the first half had gone.
We were, because as I say, they looked quite dangerous, and they looked to, you know, be able to open us up. But look, we kept plugging away and kept kicking scores. Look, I think you know, we were unfortunate to be behind. You know, we hit the crossbar twice. I think we had a post as well. So, you know, those things, sometimes when that happens, you don't know if it's going to be your day or not. But look, they kept at it, and I think they showed a fair bit of maturity, and they kept the ball well, retained it well for the second, third and fourth quarter, not so much the first quarter. And look, being able to adapt when things aren't going well is a good sign, I suppose.
Before we leave the first half, obviously Aoife McColgan had two match saving saves, I thought.
Yeah, big, because goals are so important in ladies football. You know, they give a team such a lift and deflate the opposition, so being able to withstand that was good. And look, Aoife's had a great start to the year, and look, we're very happy for her. Kickouts are very good. I think we had a very high success on our own kickout as well, which is massive. So yeah, good day out.
And Suzanne White came on, scored a very important point, started to have to tie up the game.
Yeah. Look, she's reliable when it comes to kicking the points. And look, she's a young girl. It's her first really year in the squad, so you know, she's a bit of learning to do, and she's going about it in the right way. And if you can have all your subs contributing the scoreboard, that's a massive help. And and look, she was able to win a couple of balls at crucial stages as well, when we need the ball to stick inside, which it wasn't doing in the first half. So good day for Susie too.
And the goal, and the game really was on a knife edge until the goal from the penalty.
Yeah, and you got to give Karen great credit for winning the penalty. You know, she was a horse of a game there, you know, between kicking the points, kicking the frees, and just using the ball well and retaining the ball well. And you know, that old head, that old bit of experience is vital, you know, and it just goes to show how important it is.
Yeah, a lot of big performances today from the young players coming in, but the old guard were the ones that probably stood up and counted when it mattered.
Well, they're the ones that got us over the line. But yeah, look, I thought Roisin Rogers was brilliant, you know, in one of her first starts, you know, in a competitive game. I thought she was excellent. So you know, you have to, I suppose, have a mix of young and old. You know, you have to have the legs and energy, and then you have to have the wee bit of guile that the older girls bring. So ours did that today. We had a good combination of both, and you know, I don't think you could really fault anybody in the field at all. You know, I think we were very good all over the field, with really good performances, and look, we're really happy with that. So
how late was Jordy McLaughlin's withdrawal?
After about a minute last Sunday, we knew that Geraldine was going to be in bother. The nature of the injury that she has, it's just a dead leg, so she's she's never going to play today. You know, we weren't looking at all. She may not even play next week, so we're just hopeful that it heals this week.
Big win without your star forward.
Yeah, but look, so that's the way it goes. You know, no more than the boys heading for Armagh tonight without Michael. You know, you need leaders all over the field, and you need people to step up, you know, and I think we had that today.
You're in a great position now going to Galway next weekend.
Well, not necessarily, because you know, today is kind of, that's kind of more irrelevant really than anything, because if we lose to Galway, score difference comes into play, and depending on how Mayo and Galway do against Westmeath, we could find ourselves out on score difference. So, but look, that's of lesser importance tonight really than I think showing the wee bit of bite. You know, we've been in these games against the I suppose you could call them the top four, Mayo, Galway, Cork and Dublin over the years, and you know, we've lost more than we've won, and you know, we needed to come out on the right side of one, and I think we did that today. That's the beauty about it.
Yes.